Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 7 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Having a great visit with our good friend Grace Marie Turner, one of my favorite people on the planet, president of the Galen Institute, galen.org. Please check that out, folks. Support their organization now. Grace Marie, we need you now more than ever. Now, I didn't think I'd ever say that, but we need what you guys are doing now more than ever. We've got to keep shining a light. We've got to keep illuminating the benefits of free market healthcare systems.
That's right. Well, and the American people know this. They've not liked Obamacare from the beginning. This election was not about Obamacare, and now they're
But it was like they forgot that was going to be part of the bargain.
I know. Well, it's because they'd only seen some of these early small provisions.
It wasn't costing them money yet, was it?
It wasn't. Yeah. How bad can it be, they're thinking?
Well, see, one of the reasons I didn't like it is because we could tell, based on what the research we've done, we have HSAs, health savings accounts, and we love them, Grace Marie. We're relatively healthy people, and we don't have a lot of health issues. So HSAs have been a great deal for us. And it appears to me that we may not even be able to keep our HSA.
Well, and that's
under
really
Obamacare.
One of the many tragedies. The health savings accounts are it's very difficult for the people who are selling them, the insurance carriers, to figure out how to navigate this massive complex.
And our costs have already gone up, Grace Marie.
And
we know that it's advanced response to Obamacare regulations.
That's right. That's right. And then states, like you were mentioning earlier, states who have set up exchanges. Initially, HHS Secretary Sebelius said that Utah's exchange would be fine.
They've been doing their state exchange for years successfully, haven't they?
And it really is mostly a website. It's run by 1.5 people that basically just, you know, provide an information portal for small business owners and individuals to figure out how they can get a better deal on health insurance.
Mm-hmm.
That's all it is, not this massive monstrosity that has to learn all of our income, that has to collect premiums, that has to validate and verify and make sure that all these plans are covering all of the new federally required benefits, collecting the premiums, collecting the penalties, making sure that people are complying with these mandates. I mean, this is a police state kind
of
thing.
Well, exactly.
And it's not the Utah Exchange.
And Grace Marie, the thing that people are going to find out, and I hope they reject this. I'm praying that they reject it. What they're going to find out when this thing rolls out, when it's in full effect, and people see how much cost it is, when they see how much of an administrative nightmare it is, when they see how much of an encroachment this thing is on our privacy, on our liberties, I just pray that people will say, this isn't what America is all about. And they reject, we find a way to reject this, because when they finally see what's happening, Grace Marie, they'll realize that this law was never, ever about health care reform. It was always about control.
It was always about political power. That's
power
right.
And control.
But
that's
the real danger, Jim, that we have is that the subsidies start to flow on January 1 of 2014. A family making $42,000 a year is going to be eligible for new taxpayer-funded subsidies of $15,000 a year for health insurance.
Wow.
And once those subsidies start to flow, it's going to be very difficult to turn them off.
Yeah.
Even though this is all crazy.
You can't take candy with the baby,
deficit spending.
We saw that in the election. I mean, I think Mitt Romney was right. When Mitt Romney said one of the reasons why Obama won the election is he gave a bunch of stuff away, I think Mitt Romney was correct in saying that. And what you're saying is when those subsidies start rolling out, that's going to be more of that, isn't it?
Absolutely.
You're not going to be able to take candy away from the baby.
It's going to be very hard. And that's why we've got... I do think, though, that there may be some leverage to delay this because the federal government is not going to be ready to have all of these exchanges
It's supposed to be done by October 1st, isn't it?
October 1st. And if the more governors rebel against this, the more difficult it is for the federal government to get these set up. I don't see how they're going to do it in 10 months. It's just a huge, gargantuan task. And one size in one state isn't like another one,
right.
So you can't do a cookie-cutter approach.
Well, if we're lucky, the whole thing will collapse into itself, mm-hmm. and maybe there'll be some more challenge, court challenges. I don't know. Grace Marie, thank you again for being here. Thanks for keeping up the information and the shining the light on this thing.
Obamacare resistance movement. Everybody's on.
That's right. Sign me up. I'm ready. Grace Marie Turner, ladies and gentlemen, a great American, president of the Galen Institute, galen.org. Please check that out, folks, and support them. They're one of the folks that are speaking truth to power. Got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll be back after the news. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.